It is Bonden season, and today we get a lesson in the finer points of the Japanese tradition. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us in the studio this morning to walk us through this dance.
Well, you say you haven't been?
No, I haven't.
I know you kind of see them coming up, right, at different points around the community. It is such an amazing phenomenon, and, you know, I've been going since I was a kid, and I got to say, I only really got the hang of it last year. So there's something to this whole thing. You know, it's so much fun to see neighborhoods start to change when the churches put that center tower up. It's called the Yagura, and start stringing the lanterns down from the Yagura out. So you see this center, kind of a center tower with lanterns all coming out on the side. And that's kind of the central look for your Bon dance.
I came very close to going to the one over at Temple Valley.
Oh, man, yeah. See, now that's one of the super ones. Yeah, well, they all are in their own way, and you're lucky if you can find some of these temples. I went to the one in Kailua. You can't even see it from the road. It's kind of behind a 7-Eleven, and then you walk in there, and you see the people start streaming in. The lights are all up. And this is worth seeking out. And, in fact, that's where I met Howard Tsukai. So cool. Gosh, Catherine, he's the vice president of Aea Taiheiji Fukushima Ondo Yagura Gumi. And that means they're the Yagura. That's a tower group from the Taiheiji Soto Mission of Aea. And they play the classic dance from Fukushima. Howard is the oldest performing founding member of this group. It started back in 1962. And he's a senior instructor of the drums, the big drum, the flutes, and the singing. And the whole thing is that this is not your reserved, pristine, proper kind of sushi Japanese experience.
The music is so like it's wild Japanese.
Well, I tell my friends that this is the most fun you're going to have on tonight with your clothes on.
True. How should people come to Bon dance? You don't care if people are messing
well,
up.
Well, I can't speak for Bon dances in town, but in the country, you know, you can, as long as you dance, you know, people just join in and, you know, be a part of the happening, I guess. When I was going to school, way back in another life, we went to Bon dances to find girls.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, these Bon dances used to go until the early morning hours. And you got to picture these happening, Catherine, in those little plantation towns where the Buddhist temples were. I mean, Paia, Pahala, of course, there's Hanapepe, Hakalau. It's these Bon dances in these little places that are now, that are still with us, really, community things that happen. Mr. Tsukai's group and all of these amazing musicians that do come out to each Bon dance are all volunteers. And they start their season like in June. They start getting together and practicing. And then they're invited to play at the different Bon dances wherever they might be. And they play the music and are given a small honorarium to kind of upkeep the things and maybe have a little party at the end of the season. But it's a total volunteer operation that keeps all of these Bon dances going.
Well, I know that the Bon dance is really kind of a must-do for the politicians running.
Oh, you're right. I mean, and they start early on this. And some of them are good, some of them are not. I mean, I remember seeing Bernard Carvalho at the Jodo Mission Bon dance 2 years ago. I mean, you know what, you know?
Right, right.
So he's like laying the groundwork. And this is how it is done. You're so right. Every single Bon dance is known to be different. And all the dances may have the same name, but they're going to be and sound different on the different islands. Let's take a listen here to the song that Mr. Tsukai's group does. They play this when they come on to the Bon dances across the islands. Listen to the cowbells here, the whistle, the drums. How's that singing, Catherine? I mean, you're going to, you know, these are people who are, you know, accountants. They live in our community. They're baseball coaches, and they sing like this in their free time. But the whole thing is, this year there's been quite a difference in the sound of the singing. Previously, there's been a couple of women who would sing this, and they would have this halfway sound between a shriek and a yell. And you can just imagine how it just conjures this whole country spirit type of thing, which is what it's really about. It's Obon season is when ancestral spirits come back and visit people you know, on Earth. And so they're welcomed with this big party. Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea of it. You know, modern songs have crept their way into the repertoire, though, and some of the modern songs are really great. Listen to this. You can just imagine dancing to this. I mean, there are 5-6 circles of people. You know, it's always the experts closest to the tower, and then people in circles outward wearing the kimono, wearing the yukata, and then maybe just in regular clothes, just dancing along with the whole number. Mr. Tsugai says all the neighbor islands have different traditions that go with it, and a lot of them have to do with food. It's the meat sticks, the makizushi. You can get something called the anda dog at some of these places. Okay. It's a hot dog with andagi on it. On Kauai, you can get something called the UFO. It's basically sloppy joe in a petite panini press. But, I mean, the whole culture of it is different. Every little community that you go to, and that's part of what makes it so great. You know, we're looking now at the end of the season. Hombushin is going to be the last bon dance here on Oahu. That's coming up September 8th. You folks there in Pahala, you have the last bon dance on Hawaii Island. Pahala Honganji is going to have their bon dance this coming September 1st. So that's coming Saturday. And all the others are done for the year. But, you know, there's still time to get ready for next year.
Right. But it's free.
It's free. You just walk on in. Families do this thing. You see young and old. And I saw politicians of every age at these things. The young politicians cutting their teeth, you know, and really meeting people. I mean, it's a community event that attracts people of all ages and all ethnic groups, I must say. And as you heard Mr. Tsugai say, you're welcome to try dancing.
Okay.
I think it'd be a lot more fun, though. And this is my goal next year. A couple of weeks before each temple has their dance, they usually have practice sessions. So, you know, stick it out and try learning, because there's a certain abandon you can attain when you actually know what to do.
Okay, so bone up on the bone dance before you go.
Good
All right.
going.
Thanks so much, Noe. We've been getting the deeper dive, a real treat, a dive into bone dance with HPR's Noe Tanigawa.